Welcome, everybody, to the Story Cafe podcast. I am so excited to be back here with you. It has been about 5 weeks since I released my last episode. And when I released my last episode, I had full intentions of being back 2 weeks after that with the next episode. I was working on one, which I'm still working on, about perfection. But life does not always lead us to the place that we expect to get to. And so what I quickly discovered through some sickness, some family stuff, busyness with school, both the school I'm a student at and the school I'm a teacher with, I very quickly realized that I was not going to be able to get that podcast out 2 weeks later. And then I quickly realized I was not going to be able to get the next one. So I had to take a minute and say, I'm just going to have to take a break. And this is going to be the moment when I need to take it. And originally I thought I would have a break in July. I thought July would be a nice month to just pause on it. But it turns out it's June. June is the busy month. So likely that's what will happen, is in June I'll take a break. There may be other times through the year I'll take a break. Because believe it or not, 26 podcasts to create in a year is a lot. And some days I wonder, when I'm thinking about this podcast, whether I would ever have enough to say in 26 podcasts. But I'm going to keep going until it feels like I've hit a wall and there's nothing left to do. So that whole period, this last 5 weeks, is the absolute inspiration for this episode. This episode today is about being enough. And it's about recognizing when there are moments that we have to just surrender and take some things off our plate and take a breath and realize exactly who we are in this moment is enough. So welcome to this episode of the Story Cafe podcast, Being Enough. So today's episode is really about giving yourself permission to stop, giving yourself permission to take breaks, and ultimately accepting that sometimes you can only be and do so much. And if honestly, I'm unraveling this myself, so today's podcast is not full of suggestions. I have some ideas based on some things I've done in the last month. But I'm learning so much about this, and I learn it from the people around me that are doing it, that are practicing different types of boundaries, and I'm learning as I go. But that's what I'm going to unravel a little bit today. Just this idea that sometimes we have to pause and recognize that we can't do all the things. We can't be all the things, and that's okay. You know, for me, this podcast has been a real joy. It's been a gift to myself that I gave myself, and I love doing it. And yet I found it becoming this thing that I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do it. I have to do it. And inevitably what happens is then I feel guilty that I wasn't able to do it. And that's kind of what led me down the path of taking a pause, is saying, I don't want this thing I love to become this thing I dread. And in this moment in time, there is too much and not enough time. You know, so sometimes it's the things we love that we also don't have time to do. And I would say, although this episode came to a bit of a head this past month because it's been my reality, it's been brewing for a few months. I know in the middle of the winter, I started building this mantra that where I would just say in my head, you know, I'm enough exactly how I am. I am enough exactly how I am. Because I needed to keep reminding myself that I was not going to be perfect, that I was not going to be able to do all the things. And I ultimately can't just change the world. You know, I've always had this drive inside me to figure out like how to make things better and how to change the world to be a better place. And it is overwhelming. Like there's just too much. And so I started this mantra to just remind myself that, you know, we all have moments, we all have hours, we all have days or weeks. I bet you there are times we have years where you're just surviving. And you have to say to yourself, I am enough exactly as I am. What becomes really challenging, I find, about this, and this is one of the things I want to unravel a bit today in the podcast, is that sometimes our actions don't line up with our values. And when that happens, that I think is when we have the most guilt or the most frustration with ourselves. And we have to work through that, right? So that disconnection between our actions and our values leads us to this place where we feel guilt or we feel shame or we feel like we're not enough. You know, take food, for example. It's kind of a simple example, but I have children. And in my ideal world, when there's 48 hours in a day, not 24 hours in a day, I would always feed my kids food with real ingredients. I'd make homemade meals. I'd make muffins to have in the freezer for their lunches. Their lunches would be full of all the good things that have lots of nutrients. And I'd do my best. But it's hard, and that's not always possible. My best is sometimes a wrapped up granola bar that I bought at the grocery store. Sometimes that is my best. And that conflicts with my values, right? So it conflicts when I can't have the thing I really want to do happen, right? I would save money if I made homemade snacks. I would probably save packaging. It'd be better for the planet. Like, there's all kinds of reasons that doing everything homemade is better for lots of different things. And yet, it's not possible, right? It's not possible for a lot of people to do that all the time. And for some people it is, and that's amazing, you know, and for some of us it isn't. And some of us care less about those things, right? It might not be your value that things are homemade, right? We all have different values in this world. And that's something that I value, but it's not something that everyone values. You know, people value screen time in different ways or have different rules about those things. And that's really hard, right? It's hard when what we wish we could do is not the thing that we can do. Another example I can think of is just my kids being involved in activities. So I want my kids to be involved in meaningful activities, whether that's sports or clubs or groups. And yet, I also don't want to spend my whole life in a car and my whole bank account on gas, right? Because we know that, like, driving contributes to the climate issues we're having. So we are stuck in this world where we're constantly in conflict with what we can do with the things that we value. And I think that that's one of the things that really creates guilt in all of us. And it's not fair. It's not fair to treat ourselves in that way. I think that's the thing about guilt that is so infuriating and frustrating, is that it's this emotion that we have that it's not fair and it's not reasonable. Yes, if you hit someone or hurt someone, you, I hope, feel bad that you've done that, right? We don't like to hurt other people. But it's the self-imposed guilt we put on ourselves that is so remarkably unreasonable, and yet so many of us do it, right? So many of us put this on ourselves, right? It's not like someone else is doing it to us. We are doing it to ourselves. You know, I think about my first year on maternity leave, and that was, let me think, my son's 13 and a half, so like 14 years ago maybe. And the blog world was really just starting to explode. It certainly wasn't what we have now, right? So the whole influencer thing was just kind of blossoming into something. And I was a new mom, and I desperately wanted to feel like I knew what I was doing. So I sought out advice. And in the time we live in, I took to Google. I didn't even think it was Google back then. It might have been Yahoo. Like, I don't even remember, but I started looking stuff up on the internet. And what did I find? I found lots of moms writing blogs about their life as moms. And so the more I dove in, the more I started to find things that made me feel like I should be making my own bread. I should be making my own cereal. You know, if you just go to Bulk Barn, you can find all the ingredients to make your own cereal, and then it can have exactly what you want in it. You know, I found myself feeling like I needed to sew my kids' clothes and make my own soap. I mean, how else was I going to protect my kid from all the things in the world? I would control it. That's how I would do that. And so I started to dabble in these things. I might even still have a Rubbermaid bin in the garage with all the stuff I need to make soap, homemade soap. I did this multiple times. I almost never got it right. I mean, it was usable. You could use the soap, but I could never get it to dry properly or harden properly. So it almost always over time just got mushy and slimy and gross. But I did that for a while because in my mind, I'm like, this is me. I'm making my own soap. It cost me 10 times as much for one bar of soap. Even like I could go to the store, like a local market or general store, and buy locally made soap for half the price that I could make the soap. And yet that's the thing I was doing. I was sewing clothes for my kids, which again, if you've ever gone to buy fabric is really expensive when you don't buy it in bulk, right? If you go buy a yard of fabric, that's going to cost you more than that item of clothing. Forget the elastic, forget the buttons, forget the time you're going to put in trying to figure out and remember how to use your sewing machine, right? So like all these projects I took on were an attempt to be this mom that I had created in my head. And again, it is not a judgment on folks who are able to do those things. I think that's amazing, right? I firmly believe that people should be able to choose the life that makes the most sense for them. And that's not everyone, like that's not for everyone, right? Making soap is not for everyone. Making bread is not for everyone. Unless it's a pandemic, in which case it becomes for everyone. But in a circumstance outside of that, you know, we all have to find the things that work for us. And so I went on this path where I was like doing all these things. And what I realized much later on, like I didn't realize it at the time, I did start to notice like I was spending a lot of money I didn't have on things and they weren't really giving me what I wanted. And the reality is what I probably needed was social connection. It would have been more effective to find someone else that I could just hang out with in the day because I was lonely. I mean, I used to wander up partway through the day with the stroller and I'd walk up to the drugstore and buy a chocolate bar. And I'm not someone who talks to strangers. Like, that's not who I am. In fact, I avoid that, right? It's not who I am. My husband will talk to anyone. And I know lots of people who loved, my mother used to love chatting to anyone. That is not who I am. And yet I would find myself almost every day up at the drugstore just hovering around, picking out a chocolate bar and kind of waiting and letting everyone go ahead of me so I could have time at the checkout so I could just socialize with whoever was on the checkout about the weather because I was lonely. And these mom blogs offered me something I could tap into to feel less lonely and things to do to fill my day. And in the end, what I ended up with was eating too many chocolate bars, too many supplies for projects I was never going to see through, and a lot of guilt that I wasn't doing it. You know, I wasn't making my kids' clothes with organic fabric that I ordered on Etsy. I wasn't making bread all the time or muffins all the time. And that's when I started to realize that I needed to pull myself back. And I fell into this a couple years ago with like fitness influencers too, where I was trying to find a connection with fitness and someone who understood what I was going through. And the same thing happened. I ended up in this world where I just couldn't do all the things that people online were doing. And I started to feel guilty and I started to feel bad. And I did it to myself. You know, it's not to say I understand that bloggers and influencers in many ways get into that because it's a subject they care about. You know, it's a subject they want to share. They're doing this thing and they want to share it with the world. It's exactly like me in this podcast. The problem wasn't them. The problem was that, you know, once capitalism and algorithms get a hold of those things, it kind of became all-consuming. And I needed to be the one to make the change in that situation. All of these things, these blogs, podcasts, like, you know, they've all kind of come together in this perfect storm that I think has allowed big business to capitalize on how stressful the things are, how stressful the world is. And one of the things that has kind of cropped up out of this is this whole like self-help industry. And I'm not like anti self-help, but I do think anything that we start to use to sell things is problematic, right? I think it's problematic when this idea of feeding yourself healthy food becomes a way that we pit people against each other and a way that we make people feel guilty so they will buy things, right? They will buy the things. We see that in diet culture. We see that in makeup culture. We see that in the fashion industry, right? When big business finds a niche they can grab a hold of and sell, it stops being creative and it stops being, you know, something that is meaningful to people, and it just becomes a sales pitch. And that's where I think we have an opportunity to create our own filter and our own guidelines to help us kind of, I mean, for lack of a better term, boundaries. You know, it's almost like we had to create boundaries with ourselves for ourselves, right? We often talk about boundaries, like creating boundaries for other people, which is, you know, a whole other podcast. But we need to almost like create those filters and boundaries for ourselves so that we decide what we're going to take in and we decide how we're going to respond to that. So what I stopped doing with the mom blogs is I stopped reading them because I couldn't really, I would use them for recipes and I still, you know, take to Pinterest to find recipes for things. But I realized that they were taking more for me than giving to me. And I started really thinking, well, what do I want out of that, right? What is it I need to get out of that? And I shifted. What is the content that I'm going to consume? A more serious example, you know, during the Me Too movement, I mean, the Me Too movement is still going on, but in the height of it, I guess, I found myself feeling more and more scared everywhere I went because I was consuming so much of what was going on that I found myself in places where I was scared and I was crossing the road. And yet there was, yes, there are, you know, statistics about things, but in that moment, there really wasn't anything to make me nervous or scared, but I was consuming so much of something that that started to become who I was and how I felt. And that was really a big eye-opener for me. Similarly, when I got sucked into parent blogs that focused too much on how hard parenting is, and parenting is like really hard, and there's wonderful things about it, right? And so I found myself in this circle of thinking that was about how hard parenting is. And you could use any example, replace parenting with like running or fitness. If all you consume are things that make you feel negative about something. And it's a fine line. It's helpful to find someone that relates to what you're experiencing. But if it's all you consume, then it becomes all consuming. And that's where I the last month or two, I've really started to think about like, what is the content I'm consuming online? But also, what are the things in my life that I'm doing, right? And how do I take time to figure out what stays and what goes and how I feel about those things? So 5 weeks ago, it just so happened that the only thing I could let go of was the podcast. So I had to let go of that for a little bit. And I was really, really scared that if I let go of that, I wouldn't come back to it. And obviously I'm here, so I did. But how we filter and how we choose is really, really important. The other thing that's really important is changing how we feel about things. So although we can't change the very first emotion that rises up about something, we can change how we process and what we do with that emotion. I've talked about that on here before, right? That's the thing we have control over. So I can see driving to gymnastics as exhausting and frustrating, or I can say, yeah, it is a lot of time, but it's something that's important to me, and so I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to bring a book, or I'm going to do something else while I'm there, or I'm going to just watch and feel joy at my child's accomplishments. You know, there's so much reframing we have to do. And one of the things we have to reframe is how much we expect of ourselves and what is realistic for us to accomplish. Because if we continue to pile things on, even if they're awesome things, but we never take anything off or we never shift in a different direction, then we've basically buried ourselves in a pile of blankets that feel suffocating. And maybe they're all lovely blankets. You know, maybe they're all the things that we want to do. But maybe it would be more effective if one of those was folded up as a pillow instead of being on top of you, right? I know that is like a super weird metaphor. I do love a metaphor. It's not my best. But that's the image I have sometimes. The image I have is of just things piling on top of me. And then suddenly it's like the air under the blanket's getting hotter and it's hotter to breathe. And so what do you do with that? And for me, what I need to do, what I'm trying to do, is start thinking differently about how I handle those blankets. Instead of them piling on top of me, maybe they're folded up beside me, or maybe one or two are there and then one is removed and one goes on. I mean, there's so many different possibilities, but it is our job to give ourselves permission to say, today I'm going to stick my head out. I'm going to breathe. And I'm not going to be perfect. And I'm not going to create the perfect meal. I'm not going to go to that game. When I was a kid, I think about sports. When I was a kid, parents kind of took turns taking their kids to sports. It was not a thing that every parent would be at every single game. And that was kind of widely accepted. I find that more and more there's this expectation that you're there all the time. And your kids want you to be there. And it is really hard to say no to them. Because saying no to your kids can easily translate into them feeling like you don't want to see them or you don't care. And that is a lesson I think we pass on to others, right? When I watch other people set good boundaries for themselves, I really respect that, and it inspires me to do the same. I remember last year having a conversation. So last year I was teaching 6 or 7 different courses, all different classes. So I had a lot of preps. I had a lot of planning, and I was at school an hour early every day, and I was often at school an hour and a half to 2 hours after the bell every day. And I remember having a conversation with one of my colleagues, and I was like, I don't understand how you do it. Like, how do you do it? And I remember him saying, I mean, these aren't his exact words, but I remember him saying, like, I just wing it a lot of the time, right? I plan as best I can. And then sometimes I just can't because there isn't enough time, right? It's really hard to spend hours and hours. And so this year, that's one of the things I've changed about how I work. And it is hard. There are days I feel so bad. And I often joke that, you know, every once in a while, you think about the balls you've dropped. Every once in a while, I look in the corner and I can see the ball I've dropped and hidden over there, and I just don't have time to go pick it up yet. But I feel better because I do walk away from my job many days and accept that it's not just me that's experiencing that. There's a lot of people that's experiencing that. And I can't take it home all the time. I can't sacrifice time with my family all the time to do planning and prepping and all the things, because 6 or 7 courses is like unreasonable to plan for, right? So that advice, like I watched this person do that, and it has inspired me this year to do a better job of that. Similarly, like I have another colleague who has just been doing a lot of like trying not to talk. You know, you can become consumed with talking about work all the time, especially if you hang out with people you work with and then you're always just talking about work. And this colleague of mine has done such a good job of just, you know, we might talk about work a little bit, but when she's done talking about it, she's like, all right, let's talk about something else. And I love that because it is hard to do. And so I think one of the things I would say that I'm learning is to look around me and who are the people that are doing the things. And I ask them, like, how do you do that? I don't just look and say, oh, I can do that. I ask them how they do it. And sometimes what they're doing is not something that I can do. But I am trying to find that balance. And it's kind of ironic because we can become consumed with all this, like, always doing better, being better, learning. I love to learn. I love to grow. This podcast is all about that. It's all about my own learning and my own growing and sharing that with you all. And sometimes what I actually need to learn is to stop learning. It's to stop pushing yourself all the time, right? It's like give yourself a break to just be exactly who you are. And so that's what the last 5 weeks has been for me. It's been forcing myself to figure out how do I do things. I've been sleeping in a little bit. So for 3 or 4 months of the winter, I would get up at 5:15 and I would do stuff in the morning, which I loved, but I realized that I need a break. So the last 5 weeks, a lot of the time I'll get up at like 5:45 or 6:00. And I'm just training myself to accept that that's okay. That's okay to do that. I don't need to feel guilt about that. I don't need to feel bad about not accomplishing as much as I could in a day. And I've tried to look at the things that are on my plate. I try to ask myself, is there anything else that can come off? And sometimes the answer really is no. So I still have to go to work. As much as like all of us might like sometimes to just say, you know, I'm not going to work this week. I'm too busy. Ultimately, I need a paycheck. So that's not an option for me. You know, my kids have committed to certain activities and that's really meaningful to them. I'm not going to take that off my plate, right? That's a value that has been important to me for a long time. So at the end of the day, sometimes there are very little things you can take off your plate. And the podcast had to be one of them. So that's where I've been for the last 5 weeks. And I hope that for all of you, like anyone who, June is a tough month. If you are someone who works in a school system, if you are someone who has children or is involved with children, like June is a busy month and it starts to get hot, hot, hot. We just had what I would call a heat wave, but I mean, compared to other places, I know there are other places in the world that are worse, but we had like with humidity, something like 38, 39 degrees. And it gets hot in June, but you're still, you know, the beaches are not always as accessible as you'd like them to be. So it's a busy time. And for all of you who are struggling right now, know that if you are not as happy as you want to be in this moment, or you're not being all the things to all the people in this moment, that's okay. That's totally fine. Be okay with that. Pat yourself on the back for doing the things that you do do. And if you see someone struggling around you, give them a nudge and let them know that they are enough. We are enough in all that we do to the best of our ability. And yes, I'm going to, you know, probably in a couple weeks when my life slows down, pick up some, you know, thing that haven't been able to do lately, maybe some yoga in the screen porch. And it's okay that I don't do that now. And it's okay if I do that later. You know, so if you're wrestling with any of those things, remind yourself that you are enough. Remind your friends, remind your family, and try not to be consumed with, you know, the internet and the world that tries to encourage us to be more than we can be, or it tries to push us to take on more than we can take on. And know that when we accept that we are enough, it feels so good. It is a lot like just surrendering. And there's something really peaceful in that. There's something really peaceful in just surrendering to being enough. And that's what I wish for all of you. So I'm unraveling all of this. I'm excited that I'm back here. I am working on an episode around perfectionism, which I'm super excited about. I know a number of people messaged me with some thoughts on that. So hopefully I can bring that together for all of you in a couple weeks. And I don't know what's after that. I don't really know. I have been really excited about doing a podcast on friendship, in particularly friendship in your 40s, because I'm in my 40s, and I find that friendship has really changed a lot when I think about what my friendships were like when I was 10 versus 20 versus 30. Like, there's something really interesting about friendship in your 40s. So I'm really hoping to do that episode. And I have asked a very good friend of mine to do that with me. So I'm crossing my fingers and I'm putting it out to the universe because I'm really hopeful that she says yes. So if she does, she would be our first kind of our you and me. I think about this as us. She would be my first guest. So I'm super excited about that. So I hope that you're all doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those who come back and listen to this episode, even though it's been a while since I've been here. I do appreciate your patience. And once again, always appreciate your messages. I hope that we all are enjoying sunshine when it's out there, and also welcoming, we're supposed to get some rain and we could really use some rain. So fingers crossed for that. So until next time, bye for now.